السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مهدي بعد السنة الإسلام still in the topic of love, which is very powerful, very powerful. The opposite of that is hate and anger. Which one is higher? It's just a word. Do you love me? Do I love you? No. You have to earn it. You have to earn it by sincere effort from your heart. For example, we cannot say, Allah, do you love me, Allah? Okay? No, we cannot do that. We see what Allah loves and we try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until we reach this level. It's a level. It's a level after a journey of action until I earn it. A journey of sacrifice, a journey of care. I put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above anybody. In my heart, in my thought, in my income, in my emotion, this is love. By this way, you cannot claim you love Allah unless you are engaged in the most beloved thing to Allah. Night and day, you spend the day of dhikrullah. You try at night to worship Allah. Your body and time for sabilillah. Most of your money go to Allah. Now, you show and you continue until Allah opened the door for you and accept you as beloved to Allah. Today, we as a human being, when we lost this realization of love of Allah, we fail the rest of the things and the relationship between each other. And today again, a lot of the people who have the word of love in their tongue is not love. I need you. I want you. Do this for me. I want you to do this. Why you cannot do this? This is not love. This is called order, domination. This is what I want now. Everything becomes demanding according to your time and your feeling, not according to the other person. Similar, we have certain love and desire and need, and always will be a collision between us and Allah. What Allah want? He want me to drop my need, my desire, my ego, everything to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I have real love. Love is a service. Love is a giving. Love is caring. And look what Allah did. He left it open. He left it open to see who is the true lover of Allah. Similar, today, our relationship is a big failure. Why? It has no truth in it. When a situation rises, when a critical condition rises, what we're going to do? Do I put my desire and my belief and what I want? Or I put Allahu Akbar first? Similar, when you have a relationship between husband and wife, family level, you name it, each other, do I put my brother and sister in Islam first? Do I put the other person first? Or I keep dropping crumbs in a time I want, in a way I want, if I want, everything I want. This fake love. This is fake love. May Allah save us. We're too far from that. And my father, rahmatullah alayhi, used to tell me, if you fail, you love Allah. You think you will love me? If you fail to fear Allah and respect Allah, you will give me respect? If you fail to be for Allah, You will be even for yourself or your family. I see people ready to destroy themselves and the family just for ego, for arrogance, for stubbornness, for I call it a stupid emotion, because emotion is so beautiful, but if we put it in the right place for the right cause, but just to feed my nafs, just to prove I'm right, even if I'm wrong. And this is why you find all of us today, we go to a collision. Collision, astaghfirullah al-azim, against Allah, against Qadr, against even our own goodness, because we are in a state of blindness. Because if I'm in a state of really ubudiyya and love of Allah, my feeling, my relationship with other will be different. I will take advice, even criticism, I will take it as a benefit to correct my own behavior. But to have my own behavior the same all the time without no correction, meaning this arrogance, this ego, this obsession of my own nafs, it has nothing to do with love or real relationship. Love is obedience. Love is obedience. Love to put the other side above your side. And this is why the love of Allah, you put everything for Allah above anything. I am beating this topic for a reason. Because I saw and I heard from different people in the last couple of days have a family problem. And I find a woman come to me and tell me, I want my husband to love me. Or a man coming to me, I want my wife to love me. You do not ask for love. You earn it. You do not ask somebody, love me. I want you to say, love me. No, no way. You earn it and the person will say it to you from his heart, not from his tongue. He say it to you after you believe in him, trust him, respect him, be for him, support him in every way possible. Now love. Love is not blind. You do not love whom you harm you, dunya and akhirah. We're supposed to love for Allah, love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and love each other for Allah, and any love has to be for Allah, and this is a love story forever. This is a real one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us real. Make us real. Because today, if I'm fake to myself, fake of my relationship with Allah, I will be real to you. I will be. May Allah give us guidance and take away the veil and blindness from our eyes and heart, and allow to see the truth and follow it, and allow to see the evil and wrong and get away from it. Go check the news. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can paralyze a whole area just like that. How Allah can snatch anything from us by death, by changing condition. And most of all, we're supposed to think, today is Friday, about Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim. Give us good ending, us and the Muslim, and allow us to spread Islam and save mankind from Jahannam, from the hellfire, from the torture of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a real servant, not a fake servant. A real lover of Allah, not a fake lover of Allah. And a real lover of each other, not fake one. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.